Mishnah Ches in Perek Tes. Okay, away we go. So in this amazing Perek, I mean, this has been a Perek that's got all of the various variations of where would what the din would be, something that is a kli, not a kli, broken, mekabel tumah from the outside, not mekabel tumah, facing the inside, facing the outside, sof tumah letzeit, not sof tumah letzeit, question of the difference between something that is mukav tzavit pasil and an ohel, my gosh, absolutely amazing. So the case that we're up to now, remember, we have been dealing with every single case in multiple ways, starting off with the mouths facing out, and then moving into the mouth facing in, and then talking about if it's actually up and down, and so on. So getting back to Mishnah Dalet, we're over there, we were talking about, that was the transition to where it was both broken, and it was a tefach off of the ground, except that what we're talking about over here is that the mouth is inside the house, and what we have over here is Haita Gavoa Min Ha'aretz Tefach. So if there's a tefach underneath it, then the din is like this. If the tuma is underneath the kaveret, or if it's in the house, or for that matter, if the tuma is even inside, everything becomes tame. The only thing that isn't tame is something on top of it outside of the house. That's the only thing. Why is that? Because what we have over here is essentially an interrelated and interconnected ohel. So because, are you sure we didn't do this? I remember teaching this. You want to just look again, Benny? You're absolutely certain?
I checked this morning. I mean, because the words are very, very similar, and I'd often as much as possible we did, but I'm pretty sure we finished at the end of Zion.
Okay. So because of this, we've got ourselves one big interrelated ohel. And the only thing, because as soon as it's underneath, it's going to go right into the house, following along underneath. In the house, since the mouth is open to the house, there's no tzomit poso, it then gets into the kaveret itself. The only thing that is not going to be tummy is, since we're talking about over here of a broken kaveret, therefore the top of the kaveret is no longer considered to be a kli, and it's just like a board, which in fact will prevent the tumor from going above it. That's the only thing that's going to be different. If the tumor was on the kaveret outside of the house, then it radiates directly up and down, and al-gaba kenegdo ad-l-rakia is tameh, but everything else is tahar, because in this case, the radiation does not tunnel through and get to the bottom, because since it is not a kli, it has a actual ohel under it, and therefore that ohel will be chotzeit. Next Mishnah, Oyalais Mish Perek Tes Mishnah Tes. Suppose the kaveret was mimala et kol habayit. I'm positive I taught all of this. Come on, guys. Nobody remembers learning this? When we talked about the tuma, if the top is all the way up against the roof, or if the side is all the way against the wall?
Mishnah goes to a website, has it Mishnah
Zion,
so
it
must have been posted.
So even if we have it, it wasn't posted? I don't know, Benny. You better check better. Maybe you just didn't post. Okay, but we could do with a review for sure, right? So if it was completely all the way up to the top, meaning all the way up just means there's not a tefach between the top and the actual ceiling. So remember, wherever you have a kli that is right up against a binyan, whether on its side, its top, and it's less than a tefach away from a binyan, it becomes a continuation of the binyan. And because of that, it does have a din in this case of an ohel, even though it's a kli. So because of that, again, we're talking, remember, about a kli that cannot become tameh over here because of its size. So because of that, it's one ohel inside of another ohel. And therefore, if the tuma is inside of the actual kaveret, even though there's no way for that tuma to get out, the entire house is tame. Why? Sof tuma letzeit. You're not going to be leaving the tuma inside of the kaveret. You ultimately, are going to have to bring it out of the kaveret through the house in order to get it out. So because of that, the bias becomes tameh. Shederach tuma letzeit ve'in darka leikanes. Therefore, if the tumah is in the house, then only the house is tameh, but there's no way for the tumah to go back into the kaveret, because tumah, there's no reason for tumah to be going into a kaveret. It's only going to be coming out of the kaveret. This is a completely different halacha of sof tumah letzeit. And this is true whether it's actually standing up and down with the top of the kaveret next to the ceiling, or whether it's on its side, muta al tzida, and now its opening is less than a tefach from the wall. It's exactly the same din, because in this case, we do not treat it like a kli, we're treating it like an ohel, because it's within a tefach of an ohel. Haita, next Mishnah. In Perek Kaveret, Mishnah Yud, suppose it's not in the house, it's in the actual entranceway. Hayta omedet betoch ha-petach. So suppose it fills up the entire petach, and the area above it, which is the mashkof, is within a tefach of the mouth. And what's more, there's nothing of it that's extending on either side. In other words, the mashkof covers over the entire thing. So because of that, since it's within a tefach, it has a din of an ohel. And if tum'ah is inside of it, everything in the house is tahar. Because why would there be a sof tum'ah letzeit into the house from the kaveret? There certainly would not be. If tum'ah is in the house, so then, now this is the curious halacha. Ma shebedocha tameh, because of derech tum'ah letzeit ve'ein darka. Now, as I mentioned to you before, when we learned it the first time, which Benny denies, there is another girsa over here that says that it's tahar and not tameh. And the basis of these two different girsaot are very simply, this would be introducing a brand new concept. That sof tumah letzeit, when we ever say sof tumah letzeit, is through the kaveret that could be removed from the door, right? But you see, by the same token, that we're considering this kaveret to be a part of the house, then this would be the doorway through which we would be removing the tumah, which means that the tumah will be coming through the kaveret. So even if you take the kaveret away, the current status of the sof tumah letzeit is to go straight through this space, which means that the kaveret has got a something tumah in it. Because remember, the idea of sof tumah letzeit is the opposite of the idea of tunneling, right? It's the exact opposite concept. So tunneling means you can get from, let's say, the tefach that's underneath the kaveret to the area above the kaveret and continue to be radiating in the event that it was actually a kli shalom, was only preventing the tumor from getting into it because it was mukav tzomit pasil. Remember? This is the exact opposite. Since the idea of sof tumah letzeit puts tumah where it isn't, so that even if you have a door that is shut, the tumah is actually on both sides of the door and is underneath the lintel of that door. It is metame, the space outside the door, even though it's not there. The same thing is true of the inside of the kaveret. The inside of the kaveret contains an invisible kezayit min hamet because of the din of sof tumah letzeit. An amazing, amazing concept, which is introduced only here in this Mishnah. So if the tumah is babayit, anything inside of the kaveret itself is tameh, shederech tumah letzeit ve'in darka leikanes, for the same reason that it's not going to go into the house, but it certainly will come out of the house.